Изненадващо за нас, въпреки че трябваше тук при нас сега да е Тома Рая, с огромно удоволствие ще ви представя Дейв Ломбардо. Hey Dave, hello, how are you, man?
I'm doing good, how are you?
Fantastic. We were told that Tom's coming to us, but, well, anyway, it's fantastic to have you, because we've done interviews with Tom through the years, and just one with you, but it was so long ago. So I heard that you played a festival last night in Holland. How,
yes.
How has it been?
Fantastic. It was really, really good. It was really nice, and, you know, we kicked ass. All our friends were there from Machine Head, you know, from various other bands, Anthrax.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were all there watching from the side of the stage, and that's always exciting when there's people on the side of the stage watching us.
Mm-hmm.
But at least me. I feel like I could show off, you know, in front of everybody. It's like, ooh, you know.
Снощи на този концерт, който Те Слейерс имали в Холандия, как е било? Дейв Ломбардо каза фантастично, като си има предвид, че всички наши приятели, Мажин Хет и всички останали бяха наоколо. Много е яко, аз особено като барбарист много обичам да се показвам като шоу-оф, показвам се и така нататък, беше жестоко. Well, obviously, the thing is that this is... Kerry King's birthday today.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, are you the youngest guy in the band? As far as I remember, yes.
Yes.
Tom is the oldest guy.
Yes.
When you started the band, you were almost 17 or 18 years old.
Right. 16, 17 years old.
Okay. So do you guys do presents, birthday presents to each other?
No, we don't.
Not anymore.
No, Slayer? No.
Well, that's...
Never. maybe I'll buy Kerry a shot.
Okay.
You know, like a little, mm-hmm. you know, vodka yeah. or something.
Попитах го, добре, да ти всъщност май си най-младия, Тома Рая, най-стария, днес е рождения ден на Кери. Вие правите ли си подаръци вътре един на друг? Той каза, Слеер, не, в никакъв случай. Е, може би ще му подаря едно малко питие, водка или така нататък. It's Тома Рая's birthday in 3 days, the so-called International...
On the 6th.
Yes,
Slayer Day. Slayer Day. That is cool. I think that's great.
След няколко дни, както знаем, в сряда ръжести, велико е, че това е международният ден на Slayer. What is interesting, we just had a Soulfly show on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy is obviously very Brazilian. And you're from Cuban roots.
Yes.
And Thomas has
Chilean.
Uh-huh. Very Latino in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't say that you can feel any Latino influences on, not on the drummings, but on the overall sounding of Slayer. Does it mean that when you were young, playing we call this here in our country some folk music roots and stuff, was a dirty word for you to get involved into?
No, for me when I was a kid, no. Actually, my parents used to listen to Cuban music all the time, and Cuban music has a lot of drums.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of drums.
Obviously,
because
yeah.
it's very African.
Percussions and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, and percussion. It's very African influence. So I was always drawn to the drums,
mm-hmm.
and I always listened to drums in all kinds of styles of music, and I just have this this ability and you know, feel to play and perform the drum set. It's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Всъщност, преди малко дали слушахме Soulfly на живо, а всъщност двама в Slayer, нашият гост сега тук, Дейв, е с кубински корени, докато пък Тома Рая е от Чили. Дали всъщност, за разлика от Soulfly, в музиката на Slayer не се усещат особено много някакви латино влияни, освен може би някъде в барабарите? Мръсна дуба ли е било в детските им години, когато са започнали да използват такива неща? Той каза, не, аз от кубинско семейство, наистина нашата музика и моите родители са ме вкарвали в това, е много ориентирана към перкуси и кубински неща и така нататък. Buena Vista Social Club is very,
yeah, it's very popular
here.
It's great.
And what is funny that last time they were here, they had the this security service officers with them.
Really?
Well, man, it was 15 years ago. I strongly believe it had changed.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it's changed. Mm-hmm. But that's a great band. Ry Cooder is a big influence.
Barry's Texas.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Talking about influences, I'm not talking about influences now, but what is good and what is funny that from all the Slayer members, you are the one that has been spreading his talent all around. like you played with our friend Mike Patton.
Yes.
And with Grip Incorporated, mm-hmm. and with Voodoo Cult
of Philip Boa,
Apocalyptica, yeah. Does it mean that, well, Shakespeare said, the world is my oyster, and you feel like spreading your abilities that you're even bigger than what you can have with Slayer?
Yeah, I feel that, you know, you don't follow what you lead. Right mm-hmm. now, Slayer is leading. You know, mm-hmm. we're Big Four, you know, Metallica, you know, all this, and, you know, we're like 30 years together. So we're leaders. So I try not to follow what I lead. What mm-hmm. I try to do is recreate something new. Try to bring different styles in and different, you know, musicians, and you learn and you create, and it's an art. I look music as an art, and I try to create it, you know, in a very, how should I say, artistic way.
Музиката за мен е изкуство и аз гледам всъщност на нея от творческа гледна точка, защото всъщност той е човекът от Slayer, който свири в много повече неща, освен само в Slayer. Ние сме лидери, а не следваме нещата, така че се опитвам да следвам нещата така, както се случва. Да създавам нещата, а не да следвам. Когато го правиш, ние с Slayer сме такива, но съответно с много други музиканти ми е приятно да се да работя, защото, както казах, музиката от такава гледна точка. Napalm Death had an album called Leaders Not Followers.
Exactly. There you go.
We had Kerry on the telephone like 10 days ago, so he told us a lot about this fucking spider. He said enough, and to a certain extent he told us about the creative process on the next record. I'm sure you're not going to call it Spiders.
No, I don't think so.
But normally, when you start recording, most of the bands start with recording the drums.
Yes.
Is it what you guys do?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. So, Kerry and I, we work out the songs, and we'll break down the songs, the guitar riffs,
mm-hmm.
and we'll create like, you know, these templates, and I'll work them out with the drums, and we start creating these pieces, and then I get them down as tight as I can,
mm-hmm.
very as powerful and as tight as I can, and then we go into the studio and we record them.
Всъщност, те започват естествено да записват с барабаните, заедно с Кери правят нещата. Единият прави рифовете, другият барабаните, след което влизат в студиото и се опитват да ги правят колкото е възможно повече. Well, obviously, drums is your instrument, but what is your second best instrument?
I play a little guitar. I like playing a little piano.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm really good at is I could pick things out. I hear things in music, and, you know, I could translate them to the drums, and mm-hmm. you know, and structuring. But drums and rhythm is basically my forte.
Because basically music, besides the whole thing of harmony, is melody and rhythm, right?
Well, melody, rhythm, and also feel. Mm-hmm. If you notice, yeah. Slayer, like, let's say the song World Painted Blood,
yeah.
that song has a movement to it, mm-hmm. and it flows. And then at the end, it gets a lot faster and it builds. So I focus on trying to create the movements of the music, mm-hmm. so it's a little faster. We're not on the clock. Perfect, mm-hmm. like a machine. There's emotion, because there's a lot of music these days where it's just, you know, everything's staccato. You know, there's no feeling.
Well, yeah, though you played in Philip Boa, and the Voodoo Machine was a kind of a, not by the click, but it had at the same time this thing incorporated in,
yes.
in the music, which
yes.
was cool. На какви инструменти може да свири той, освен на барабари? Той каза, на китара, мога малко на пиано, но моята идея е да правя музиката, да структурирам. World Painting Black е песен, която всъщност се развива парчето, докато накрая стара много бързо. I'm asking you this because you saw this guitar. This is my 7-year-old son, Alexander.
That's cool.
And we asked the guys that have been through our studio these 2 days to play a chord of the first song that they ever learned to play as kids on this guitar. Can you show us?
Yeah.
Probably I should put the mic down a bit, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Day
always,
Tripper.
Yeah, it always starts with the Beatles, right?
Yeah, it does.
Are you a left-handed
yes,
guy?
Yes, I'm left-handed.
My son as well.
Oh,
so
really?
This is probably sign of destiny.
You gotta change the strings.
I know, but it's not an ukulele guitar, but... Thank you very
it's
much.
Great. Yeah.
So finally, could you please do us a short station ID, because we have Kerry's and also Tom's Stangra Mega Rock Radio.
All right. This is Dave Lombardo from Slayer, and you're listening to Tangra Mega Rock Radio.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the show. I'm sure you will, and I'll see you backstage.
Wait.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Have to tell you about my new band.
Oh, sure.
Film. Have you heard of them?
Film. F-I-L-M, like film.
P-H-I-L-M. P-H. Yes, we have an album out.
Of course I heard that.
Yes.
Let me check. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Well, it's a trio, and it's extreme rock. Let's call it extreme rock. It's not extreme metal, you know, because Slayer is already, you know, extreme. So I decided to go in a different genre of music and make some kind of extreme style, but in the rock genre.
Mm-hmm. Actually, we heard the story about that, but I cannot find the link now. It's something, the news was posted something like 2 or 3 months ago.
Yeah, yeah.
But the album is out now.
The album's out, yeah. Mike Patton put it out on his record company called Ipecac. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Film and novi album, PH, od firmy...
The album's called Harmonic.
Harmonic od firmy ten Dave, to jest Mike Patton. Това беше Dave Lombardo в нашето студио. Just watch me on the first rang on the mosh pit. Thank you.